Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think that y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things.
You don't matter.
How long you talk to them until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. Not a must. I mean, it's not a maybe. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Good evening. Welcome to a special broadcast Kingdom of God Ministries. Tonight we will just be have 90 minutes of prayer, National Prayer Day. I know for some it's Cinco de Mayo, but today is National Day of Prayer. And we have invited others to be on the program, join us in prayer. We have a guest call-in number. If you have a prayer request, if you need prayer for any reason, feel free to call in. We have a guest call-in number. It's 646-668-8633. So you may be asking the question, well, Evangelist, why do we need to pray? Well, when I did research, every chapter in the Bible mentions something about prayer. So that should let you know that prayer should be a part of our daily life as a Christian, as a believer. This is how you communicate with God through prayer. So if you're not praying, how are you communicating with God? As Christians, we need to intercede for our governments, for our families, for our churches of worship. We need to pray, saints. If you haven't noticed, look at some of the headlines. Look at some of today's events. Look at all the tragedy, even in Canada, the fires that's sweeping across that particular area. People are losing jobs and homes over in Canada. Come on, saints. We just ask for a group of saints, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. That's all we need. We just need Christians coming together in unity. Stop with all the bickering. Stop with all the denominationalism fighting. And let's come together, because that's the way you will destroy the enemy. You're not going to destroy the enemy by fighting one another, but you can destroy the enemy by coming together in prayer. There are principalities over various regions. And this is the only way. Remember when Daniel prayed? There were various principalities that he had to go up against, and he had to pray and break through. And the angels of God came to aid him. Amen? I had a few scriptures on prayer that I'm going to be bringing out. And again, if my guests want to call in and join us in prayer, the call-in number is 646-668-8633. We're just asking you to call in. Call in and pray with us. Amen. Let's go over here to, I want to go to Daniel. And it's Daniel. You can pray for a dream interpretation. You know, sometimes you may have a dream and you may want to know the interpretation, but guess what? You can pray and ask God for that dream interpretation. Daniel 2:17-18. Then Daniel went to his house and informed his friends Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah about the matter, in order that they might request compassion from the God of heaven concerning this mystery, so that Daniel and his friends might not be destroyed with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Amen. We have a caller, 1231. Caller, are you on the air? Can you hear me? Caller, 1231. Who do we have on the line?
This is Bobby Montgomery.
Hey, man, Pastor Bobby Montgomery Jr. calling in from Jacksonville, Florida. We're so glad you could join us. And we just thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us in prayer. That's what it's all about. So we're going to have you praying in a little bit, and then as the Lord, you pass the baton to somebody else, and they'll pray, and then we'll pray. But we were just talking about the interpretation of dreams. You can pray to God to get various interpretations of dreams, and God will honor that. Then we have Daniel when he prayed for the Jews, Daniel 9:3-5. So I gave my attention to the Lord and seek him by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and confessed and said, Alas, O God, O Lord, the great and awesome God who keeps his covenant and loving kindness for those who love him and keep his commandments. We have sinned, committed iniquity, acted wickedly, and rebelled, even turning aside from the commandments and ordinances. So that's what we are praying tonight. And like I said, we know that as a collective body coming together in unity, God hears our prayer. Amen? So I'm going to yield the floor up, and I'll start off with the prayer, and then somebody else can take it, and we'll go from there. Amen?
Amen?
Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come boldly to your throne on tonight, Lord God, and we just want to thank you. Because you're so worthy. You're so worthy to be praised, Lord God. Lord God, David said, if I had 10,000 tongues, I couldn't praise you enough. Lord God, you have bestowed upon this land freedom of religion, freedom of worship. Lord God, and we don't want to be too ignorant of your graciousness that you have bestowed on this land. Lord God, we know that there are some that are not rendering your services and giving you adoration. But Lord, on tonight, this group that you have brought together in unity, we coming together in prayer and strength, and we're seeking your face, oh God. We're seeking your face for our nation. We're seeking your face for our families. We're seeking your face for our healing, for our deliverance. Lord God, we're seeking you on tonight. Lord God, we believe that your power is going to rain down, come down through ever, wherever situation it may be. And Lord God, we know that your power will break and destroy every yoke, every demonic attack that has attacked families, attacked marriages. We cancel your assignment right now in the name of Jesus. You foul demonic spirit, you marriage breaking spirit, you spirit that come and destroy children and homes, drug addiction, sex addiction. We break your hold. Spirit of Jezebel, I come against you right now in the name of Jesus. Take authority over you, you foul spirit. Spirit of Jezebel that try to destroy churches, try to run members away. I take authority over you. You lying, you lying spirit. I see you, lying spirit. Hallelujah. It's a lying spirit. The Lord is showing me it's a lying. Oh, Jesus. Lord, it's a lying spirit. You lying spirit. Every tongue that rise up against you, he says, he will condemn. You liar. You will not speak against God's people. You will not turn out God's people. I cancel your assignment right now and tonight.
In the name of Jesus.
I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus. I break your hold right now. You will not prosper. I take notice on you on tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, you're so worthy.
Oh, you're worthy. You're worthy.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, God.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your name, Jesus. Glory to God. Father God, we give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Now, we thank you, Father. David said if we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough,
yes, Lord,
because you've been so good to us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you. Father God, we thank you for everything that you have done for us, done through
yes,
us,
Lord.
And done to us.
Yes.
And we say thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Well, Lord, oh, Lord, 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 thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory.
Now, Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come before you right now with the spirit of forgiveness. Yes? We forgive everyone that has done any evil against us in any way because we don't want our prayers to be hindered. But, Father God, you tell us in your word, Lord Jesus, you tell us that if we don't forgive, then we're not forgiven. And then if we're not forgiven, then we're not going to make it into the kingdom. Our sins are still on us if we're not forgiven. So we forgive so that our prayers will go through. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we lift up everyone that is listening to the sound of my voice. Father God, we ask right now that you touch them, set them free, deliver them. Father God, if they're suffering with any type of oppression, we bind it up and we cast it out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's any depression, we bind that up and cast it out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. And if the enemy or the devil tries to possess any of God's folk, we bind him up and we cast him out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Satan, you have no hold here. You have no authority here. You have no power here. For our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our Father has all the power in the world.
Yes, the Master.
And you have no power at all in reference to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You have no authority at all in reference to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us authority and power over you, enemy, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Get out of people's home. Get out of people's lives. Leave people alone right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
Let them go.
Yes.
Let them go right now in Jesus'
Thank you,
name.
Jesus.
Father God,
Thank
right
you,
now by the
Thank
blood
you.
And in the name of Jesus, we come against Jesus. All right. mental problems. All problems, all areas of confusion and schisms. We come against all mental conditions, large and small. We bind them up and we cast them out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Well, we know that the enemy desires to steal people's minds. So, Father God, we ask that you put on them the helmet of salvation, protect their mind, protect their mind, protect their mind, Father God, by the blood and in the name of Jesus, that the enemy will not be able to penetrate their minds in the name of Jesus. Father God, right now, in Jesus' name, Father, we ask that you protect their heart. That you protect their heart.
Thank you, Lord.
That you protect their heart, Father. That you would put that
Thank you, Lord.
That breastplate of righteousness, Lord, that will protect their heart and their inward
Lord.
Being. Protect them, Father God, that they would take on and put on the breastplate of righteousness, Father God, to protect them from the darts and the arrows of the enemy that would
Thank
desire
you.
To penetrate their heart, that would desire to put doubt and unbelief in them. We bind that up and we cast it out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask
Thank
that you
Lord.
Put that whole armor
Thank
on
you,
them. Father God, Thank right
you,
now
God.
In the name of Jesus, holy,
Thank
holy
you,
armor your Jesus. People right now by the
yes,
blood
Lord.
And in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And Father God,
yes,
right
Lord.
Now, give them the ability.
Yeah.
And
yes,
give
Lord.
Them the mind and give them the desire
yes,
to put on the whole
yes,
armor
Lord.
Of God. Because your word tells us that we have to put
yes,
it on. You gave it to us, but we have to put it
Thank
on.
You.
We have to put on the helmet of salvation. We have to put on the breastplate of righteousness. We have to have our loins
yes.
girded with the preparation of the with truth. We have to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. We have to have that large shield of faith. And we have to have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Thank you.
But we have to pick it up. And we have to
Thank
put
you.
It on. So touch our minds and our hearts that we will be fully, fully armed in the things of God. Because this is a warfare.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we
yes,
want to be fully armed. We want to be fully armed
Thank
and
you,
have all our protection as we fight this war.
Yes.
In the
thank
name
you,
of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you. Lord God, I thank you, Father God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you.
For your forgiveness.
Yes.
And thank you for
thank
your
you.
Mercy
yes.
and grace.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus.
For
yes.
reviving us, Lord, and restoring
Hallelujah.
Us, Lord,
yes.
encouraging
yes.
us, Lord.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, Father God, for
yes.
you have the dream put in our hearts, Lord. You
yes.
have put the dream there. And Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, that everybody listening, Lord
yes.
God, that the dream that you have for them will
yes.
be resurrected out the grave, Father. That they will
Hallelujah.
Begin to see again, Lord. That they will begin to pray again, Lord.
Yes.
That, Lord
yes.
God, that they
yes.
will begin
yes.
to thirst
yes.
for your righteousness
yes.
in
Hallelujah.
The land, Father.
Yes.
For there's a dry land,
Hallelujah.
Lord. There's a dry
Hallelujah.
Land, Lord. And
yes.
you said that you will pour out your,
yes.
your spirit, Lord
yes.
God, on a dry land, Father God,
Hallelujah.
And that the offsprings and the blessings of your descendants, Lord. You said
Hallelujah.
That you would pour out your spirit, Lord. For, Lord God,
Hallelujah.
There's plenty, Lord, that's
yes.
been discouraged,
Hallelujah.
Lord, in this walk. There's a
yes.
lot of leaders that turn people away from you, Jesus.
Yes.
Are not walking in the ways that they should have walked.
Yeah.
Oh God, there's people out here
yeah.
that really love you, Father.
Hallelujah.
They don't have that example that they need in their lives, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, we ask
Hallelujah.
You, we cry out, Father God, for
Hallelujah.
More demonstration of your Holy Spirit in this life,
Hallelujah.
In this life, Father God.
Yeah.
Father God,
Hallelujah.
We cry out, Jesus. Lord, let the demonstration of your Holy Spirit burn with fire in our lives, Lord. You answer the prayers of fervency in our prayers, Lord. Help us, Lord God. Reignite, Lord, like dynamite, Father God, the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Glory to God.
In our lives, Lord.
Hallelujah.
When fire comes, it just spreads, Lord, just like a forest fire, like a forest fire, it just spreads when it starts. It can't be put out. Lord Jesus, let us, Lord God, spread one to the other the fire of your Holy Spirit, not religion, but the fire, the fervency, the fire of your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The eyes may see, ears may hear. People will be raised from the grave, Lord. People will be taken out the hospitals, Lord. Lord God, we come against every foul demonic spirit that try to bring death in the life of the believer in Jesus' name. Every demonic spirit that try to bring death in the lives of the believers, in their dreams, in the visions that come from you, Lord. We rebuke every demonic spirit that tried to bring division in the body of Christ, in Jesus' name, Satan, you are exposed in the name of Jesus. You will not continue to bring division in the body of Christ, in Jesus' name. For there's a body of Christ that's uniting more and more as we speak, more and more as we pray. Christ is uniting the body of Christ, the warrior of the church. The bride of Christ is a warrior. They will not accept defeat. They will not bow down to Baal.
Hallelujah.
God has called us to tear down the pillars.
Hallelujah.
Baal, just as he used Samson to tear down those pillars, to destroy the worshipers of Baal in the spirit.
Hallelujah.
Love the person, but hate that spirit of Jezebel, that hate, that sin.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Open our eyes, Father God, to see every deceiving spirit in operation in the body of Christ. Every demonic spirit that's posing as an angel of light, but preaching false doctrine.
Yes.
Oh, God, I thank you, Jesus,
Hallelujah.
For what you're doing. Thank you for your heat. Thank you for blessing every family associated in this prayer right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That they will walk in fire. Lord, you said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything will be added. So I'm praying, we're praying, Lord, that people will have a desire to seek you first. Not
Hallelujah.
Money,
yes,
not
seek your faith.
Hallelujah.
But seek your face, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Seek your face.
Glory to God.
Tell us, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Tell us, Lord, you said those who thirst for righteousness, you will fill them, fill us, fill everyone under the sound of these prayers.
Yes, Lord.
Fill everyone who's seeking you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Fill them with the fervent heat, Lord.
Yeah.
Because
yes,
that's what we need to stand in these last days.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for your revelation, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, for your wisdom.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Building us up, Lord, and releasing us from every chain, every hint of bondage that keep us locked to our past.
Yes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Jesus,
Glory.
We thank you for the dream increasing.
Mm.
Yeah.
We know that we're going to be a lot more busy, but we're going to be busy in your kingdom, doing kingdom business. As the dream increase, busyness increase.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Our
Hallelujah.
Activity increase. But we don't mind increasing in activity because we're doing it in your kingdom, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Father, we praise you.
Seeking you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother, for that powerful prayer, that anointing. And God,
oh,
put on my heart tonight, is somebody listening?
Yes.
And you know that you've been fighting a battle in your family.
Yes.
And you've been trying to do it on your own.
Mm.
But God is saying, if you would just pick up that phone call tonight,
yes,
I will break every demonic stronghold in your life right now.
Yes.
I don't know who it is, but it's somebody. You've been fighting a battle.
Mm.
Your home is in disarray right now.
Yes.
And you don't know nowhere else to turn to. But I tell you tonight, if you would turn to God,
yes,
God will heal your situation.
Yes.
Somebody, call. You need to call in 646-668-8633. Whoever it is, be obedient to the Spirit, because that is your deliverance on tonight.
Amen.
You need to call tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil is trying to destroy your home.
Yes.
Call
in. 646-668-8633. Call in number 646-668-8633. Call in and get your deliverance tonight.
Yes, and I want to read your scripture. Hezekiah for deliverance. This is in 2 Kings 19:15-19. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, Oh Lord, the God of Israel, who art enthroned above the cherubim, thou art the God, thou alone of all the kingdom of the earth.
Amen.
Thou hast made heaven and earth. Yes. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thine eyes, O Lord, and see, and listen to the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, O Lord, the king of Assyria has devastated the nations and their lands, and they have cast their gods into the fire.
Yes.
For they were not gods, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone.
Yes.
So they have destroyed them. And now, O Lord, our God, I pray, deliver us from his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou alone, O Lord, art God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Every demonic idol God will be cast out. God will be exalted on tonight.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Whatever you need tonight, the water is troubled. You need to call in.
Call in. Don't let the enemy stop you.
Amen.
Because if somebody's out there right now that listening to the sound of our voices, the enemy is putting a spirit of shame on them, or putting a spirit that's telling you, don't call in, don't call in, don't call in. But what I'm saying to you, if the enemy is telling you that, then you need to call in, because he doesn't want you to be set free. Because the only someone that can set you free is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father God. Amen. We have another call, 8327.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hello, bless you all. It's Apostle Wren.
Oh, how you doing, Apostle?
Apostle? All right.
Yes.
Hey.
Amen.
Oh,
praise
hey.
God. You ready to go for us, Apostle?
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Go with the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, Jesus.
We're going in prayer. Is that what
we're
doing?
That's
what we're
doing.
Just praying.
Amen.
Lord, whatever way the Lord leads you, through prophetic, whatever way, just go. We're just going. We're
Hallelujah.
Just going tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Glory
to God. We glory to God. We magnify you, Holy God. We just adore you right now, God. We call on your name right now, God. We come into agreement right now, Father. For you are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our King. You are our Deliverer, God. You are our strong tower. We just acknowledge you tonight, Father God. For everything that we need, Lord God. For everything that we are in you, O God. For we move, live, and breathe, and have our being in you, Father God. Lord, we just bless you right now, God, and we humble ourselves, Lord, our minds, our hearts, oh God. We humble them before you, oh God, as our almighty God and creator. We acknowledge you, Jehovah Jireh, as our provider. We just adore you right now for your goodness and your mercy towards us, oh God, all the days of our lives, oh God. Lord, we honor you, Father, not just on this day, Lord God, but every day, Lord God. We, Lord, we just come acknowledging you as our Lord, Father, for without you, Lord, we would be nothing, God. We thank you, God, for every witty invention, God. We thank you for every creative idea, Lord God. We thank you, God, for every direction, Lord. You said that the steps of a righteous man or woman, they're ordered by the Lord. So, God, we give you glory right now, Father, that you're ordering our steps, oh, Lord God. We acknowledge you, oh, Lord God, for our steps, oh, God, for our plans, Lord God, the plans that you have towards us, the thoughts that you have towards us, oh, God, our part to play in the plan, Lord God, for the advancement of your kingdom, God. We just so honor you tonight, God, that you would even look our way, Father, that you would even call our name, that you would even draw our spirits to you, oh, God. Father, that we can experience the deliverance power of God in our lives, Lord God. We bless you, Lord, for breath in our bodies. We praise you, oh, God, to be able to be a witness, Lord. Just another second of breath to be a witness, Lord God, in the earth for your glory, God. Just another second to declare your goodness and your mercy. Just another second to testify of what you have done for us, oh, God. Lord, we just bless you right now, Lord God. We don't have enough tongues, Lord, to praise you, Father God. But we come together as one, God, fitly joined together, your body, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name. We say hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. Lord, we lift up our voices unto you, O God, tonight. We say, have your way on this line and on this radio broadcast, God. This broadcast is already dedicated to you, O God. We thank you for the firepower of the Holy Ghost, O God. For God, we decree and declare that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. O God, we thank you right now for your fullness of your plan. And the full gospel, God. We thank you, God, that you had a plan to loose your Holy Ghost, oh, God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that he's leading and guiding us into all truth.
Lord.
That he's bringing us into remembrance of the things which you have taught. Oh, Father, we thank you right now for
thank
the many
you,
manifold giftings, Lord God,
yes,
that have been given
thank
to
you,
us through the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the warnings, oh, God, for the direction, oh, Lord God, not to go this way tonight. Instead of making a right, make a left, God. It's the little things, God, that you have, Lord, reminded us, oh, Lord God, to protect us, Father, to keep us on our way, God. Father, the prompting to fast and to pray, Lord God. The promptings, Lord God, to convict what your Holy Spirit has allowed us to be convicted, to change our hearts, to change our minds, to press towards the mark of a high calling in Christ Jesus. We bless you, O God, for your redemptive plan. We praise you, O God, that there was nothing left that was missing, O God, in your redemptive plan, Father. Lord, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done, O God, in this earth as it is in heaven, Lord God. We bless you for the authority in Christ Jesus. We praise you for a new name, oh God, to be seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. We bless you for a new purpose, oh God. We bless you for a new destiny, oh God. Father, we just magnify you, Lord God. But even, Lord, those that attempted to throw us away, not you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You directed us, oh God, by your power and your spirit. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can testify that you are real, God. That Lord, we give you a real praise, oh God. We don't wait to be seen of men or heard of men, but we can't help but declare the goodness of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that you are enlarging the territory of your kingdom in this earth, God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are loosing strategies, oh God, to take the city, to take the nation, oh God, to take back the lost, Lord God, to take even the sheep that are in wolves' clothing that's hiding, God, that's under a false inheritance, oh God. Father, that you will snatch them, Lord, out of darkness into the marvelous light, God. We thank you for a right now word. Oh God, we magnify you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the fire, God. We thank you that this fire would ignite, God. We thank you, Lord, that it will light somebody else's spirit on fire, God. Lord, it will encourage somebody else to try you just one more moment, oh God. Lord, it will encourage somebody else, Lord God, to be obedient, oh God, to your direction, oh Father God, and the instructions that you have given us, oh God. Father, we declare victory in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We refuse, Lord God, to accept the lies that have been advanced in this earth, oh God. There shall no kingdom that shall be no end, oh God. And you said, Lord, that your people who were called by your name will do great exploits. Great exploits shall we do, oh God. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that the people are not downtrodden and stuck, Lord God, but they get right back up again. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. But Lord God, you protect us from even the fiery darts, oh God. Though they come, they will not prosper. They will not prosper. They will not prosper. No weapon against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, oh God. We declare your covenant promises in this earth, oh God. And Lord, we even acknowledge your signs that have been loosed in the heavens. Hallelujah. We acknowledge the signs, Lord, prophetically that have come to pass in the earth, oh God. Father, and we offer up your kingdom in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we expect you to crack the sky. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you for your angels that are keeping charge over us, oh God. That are making provision, that are coming from the north, south, the east, and the west, oh God. Father, that are accelerating your people into purpose in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we declare and call over this line. Make way for the King of Glory to come in. Hallelujah. Make way for the King of Glory to come in. Come on, because he's good. Do I have a witness on this line? Hallelujah, Lord God. We magnify your name, oh God. So, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind up the spirit of addiction right now. We command you to lose your hold off of the people of God. We command you to lose your hold off our bloodline in the name of Jesus. So we decree and declare, should we come back to the kingdom, then the whole bloodline shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we command Satan to take his hands off our bloodline in the name of Jesus. We declare the victory. We declare the victory no matter what it looks like, oh God. We ask you to put another taste in their mouth, oh God. We ask you to give them another thirst and a hunger after you for righteousness' sake in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We find our hopelessness right now in the name of Jesus, for you are the hope of glory. Hallelujah! Right now, in the name of Jesus, we send your word. Come on, some of y'all need to send your word to your bloodline. We send the word. Come on, come on. Send the word. We send the word of the Lord to them right now in the name of Jesus. We say, get up, take up your bed, and walk in the name of Jesus. Open up your mouth and praise the Lord no matter what situation you're in, no matter what circumstance you're in.
Thank you, Lord.
That God is still God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that this is a season of harvest, Lord. That there will be a return, Father, for the seeds that have been sown, God. The ones that have not even been seen, but they've been sown, God. Lord, the ones that went into the ground, God. On good soil, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We call for this harvest right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, you said, Father God, I'll exalt you in due time if you humble yourself. So I know it's some people, Lord God, that is about to be exalted and locked out right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Say, trust me and locked out.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And I hear the Lord say,
hallelujah, Jesus. You are worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Father, we thank you now. We take authority over sickness. We take authority over disease, Lord God. Anything that has a name, it's got to bow to the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we ask you, Jehovah Rapha, to loose your healing virtue, Lord God. Loose your healing virtue, Lord, over our bodies, over our minds, oh God. Over our spirits, loose your healing virtue, Lord God. Over the loved ones and the people that we encounter on a daily basis, Lord, that we may know they be hurting, Father, or in the hospital, Lord, or in rehab units in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We say, Lord God, your word, Lord God, that by your blood they are already healed, already healed, already healed, already healed, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And Father, we implore the people right now, Father God, even the ears that hear, Lord God, this talking radio show, Lord God, do you know the Holy Ghost? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Did you first believe? We asking the Lord to fill it in the name of Jesus right now, that you be endowed with power from on high. Hallelujah! That you demonstrate the manifest power of God. That you demonstrate victory. Hallelujah! Over the sins that so easily beset you. Oh God, we bless your name right now, Father God, and we ask you, Lord God, to light a fire to the body of Christ, oh God, that we will search for you. Said, I am holy. Be ye also holy. And we being the adopted sons and daughters. Lord God, and we receive the promises of Abraham in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, we ask you right now, Father God, to make good on your word, Lord God. Even the visions that you showed us before now, Lord God. We ask you to revisit them, oh God. We ask you to come into remembrance of that which you told us you shall do through us, oh God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let your eyes move to and fro through this earth on our behalf, oh Lord God. Make a liar out of the naysayers. God. Make a liar out of the haters, oh God. Make a liar out of the jealous spirits, oh God. Make a liar out of the devil in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you that your lights are set up on a hill, Lord God. That they be not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed, God. Let your glory be revealed. Let your glory be revealed, oh God. Oh God, touch a fresh touch over your people tonight, God. Loose a fresh touch over them, oh God. Loose a new tongue, oh God. Loose new weapons. Hey, loose new weapons, oh God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, extend life, oh God. Add years on. He counted it up, oh God, for every servant that would do your will, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we bless you now for understanding, Lord God. Let us not be, Lord God, taken to the side of the left or the right from the doctrines of the faith, oh God. Help us, oh God, to be steadfast on the truth, oh God. Help us not to be tossed to and fro by every false wind and doctrine, oh God. Help us to come together in fellowship, oh Lord God, to encourage one another, Lord God. Oh God, we magnify you right now, Father, for you are worthy to be praised, oh God. You are worthy, oh Lord, and we serve notice right now. We serve notice, especially on the city of Atlanta. We serve notice on you right now in the name of Jesus. We will rally the troops and ignite a fire. Hallelujah. We will fortify the walls in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We will unify the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus. And we will prepare for the revival that the Spirit of the Lord God said, I am going to loose a mighty wind over that place in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray right now, Lord God, that we come together for those to get into position, not to be moved by what they see, oh God. But Lord, even in these last few days, you done reminded me that the things of the world are not the things of the kingdom, oh God. That Lord, in the kingdom, Lord God, there is a way, a truth, and a life, oh God. And God, Lord God, I thank you you right now that you're making way for your people to be on their post, God, in their positions, Lord God, in their gates, Lord God, doing what they need to do to guard the gates of the city in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Oh, Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are loosing your angels for revival in that place, oh God. We thank you right now that the remnant shall come forth in the earth in the name of Jesus. Right now, God, we magnify you right now, Lord God, because you said in your word in Isaiah, I'll make the place desolate. I will even move them all out the way just so my remnant will not be contaminated. Help us up in here. Oh, God, we magnify you right now, God. Help your people to see the necessity, oh, God, to be set apart for your glory, set apart for your namesake, God. Oh, God, we magnify you for your soul.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, I agree with the man of God, you know, this definitely is spirit of confusion, a man that's misleading the people, and the people who are even attempting to come new unto the faith are looking for something, and they're not seeing the congruency and the unity, and it is causing a confusion. And there are some who have left that are coming back, but because they were not rooted and grounded in the first place, very easily deceived, you know. But we have to hold on to the foundation right now. And so I agree with the man of God that, that truly we have got to get people to go back to the basics
in
the name of Jesus, that they're not off, because they are off. And so the Spirit of the Lord says that, you know, when the strong have to go in for the weak, and we have to tell our brothers and sisters when they're erring their way, so we cannot be limp and lighthearted and afraid
in
this season. Because even Apostle Paul said, look, I'm gonna see what's going on here, and I'm gonna deal with this. That it even turned you over to the devil. So maybe by the time you get out of here, you know the truth. Come on.
Yeah.
You know, but we're not going to compromise, because compromise is going to lead you to a false place in God, not a secure place in God. And I agree that we got to stand, and we got to acknowledge these things. We got to publicly acknowledge these things. And, and those relationships that have to be temporarily severed, you know, a lot of times we can't see the end of it, but hey, you got to choose this day whom you're going to serve. That's what the Lord is saying. We have got too much of the gospel watered down, and then it's like, well, then why should I come unto you? How come I should come up to the faith? Why should I come to the faith? You ain't doing nothing I ain't doing, so why should I come unto the faith? And so there is a difference. Even some people that are turning to Islam, claiming that they have greater, you know, guidelines and things of that nature that lead you more closer to holiness. But the reality is, if you're not born again, you can't see the kingdom. And and the other part of that is that, so the spiritual things, you're not even going to be able to discern or know where God is or what God is doing. And, and rituals and rules and regulation never save nobody. So it's got to be relationship. And it's got to be that intimacy with God, and really truly being baptized in his spirit and being born again. And so we have to let them know, no, this is not the same. But those who are going over that way, what you got is watered down believers over here. That's what you do. You need to come over here with some Holy Ghost filled believers. Come on now. You need to come over here. I dare you come over here with some people where the Spirit of God is moving. Come on, how dare you come over here and explore the power of God? That would I experience the power of God. That's what I dare you do, you know, before you call yourself going somewhere else, because he is the everlasting living God, the one and true living God. And so we got to declare that thing, just like them mediums is on TV talking about this. Come on now. Come on now. You don't have nothing new under the sun. All you got is some ancient stuff and new tools. Come on now. You're some same old ancient spirits. You might have just found out about them, but somebody researched it before you. Come on. Somebody did that thing before you. You know, and that's why I say, even the people we bring into the faith now, we have to take them to the basics. We have to grow them quickly. We have to arm them with the knowledge concerning that which is already out here in the earth that is false. And if we don't do that, then we ain't doing nothing, you know, because they won't know how to stand. They won't know how to stand in this day. So I'm just blessing God with y'all. And, you know, I know you're sound people, you know, in the doctrine of the Lord, and know you are. And so I'm just coming in as a part to be in agreement. Amen. With what it is that God is doing.
And we just believe in God, you know, and you know the things we've been through and certain ministries and everything, but like you said, it was just for a season, you know, and God is denying his he's bringing us together for a reason. Go ahead, brother.
I mean, you can finish, but I want to share something.
Go ahead.
So we
we talking about, you know, I could just keep hearing, you know, reconciliation, you know, people, you know, coming back to the basics, you know, people coming back to what's real, what's true, what's going to give them strength in their walk with God. So I was reading Galatians 1, verse 6, and this is, I like, you know, I use different translations, the New Living Translation, but it's saying, Paul was saying, I'm shocked that you are turning away so soon from God. You didn't even give God a chance.
My God, you saying something. Come on now.
Some didn't work out your way the first time you accepted Christ, and you turned your back on it. He's saying, who called you to himself through the love and mercy of Christ. You're following a different way that pretends to be the good news. So you got the people that's out there that's putting this gospel out. It pretends to be the good news, but how is it good news if they're not preparing you in a spiritual warfare, if they're not preparing you to fight the good fight of faith? How is it good news? If all they're telling you is to get stuff, he said, but it is not the good news at all. You are being fooled by those who deliberately twist the truth concerning Christ.
That's
what Paul was saying in verse 6. And then in verse 10, he said, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be a Christ servant. So as a believer, one thing people have to realize when they receive Jesus in their life, you got to have tough skin.
That's true.
You can't come into Christ thinking you're going to please everybody. You can't come into Christ thinking that you're going to preach a message and everybody is going to agree with you. You have to preach what God tells you to preach and drop the microphone and walk off. You can't be concerned in these last days of the naysayers, of what people might think, what people might say. You can't be worried about that. When God give you a word, when God give us a word, we just got to go forth and drive it off. Because the devil is lying, he's killing, he's stealing from the children of God. It's they're preaching a different kind of good news. Good news is something totally different than what Paul and what the apostles and what the disciples and what Jesus was preaching.
He said, that's the curse.
Come on.
But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
That's right.
Yes.
And we see a lot of this going on today.
That's right.
Some of this stuff is compromising spirit. I was just reading about how Peter stood up with boldness. We need to pray for spirit of boldness to come over the body.
My God.
You're not going to be popular, but that's okay. As long as I'm preaching what God told me to preach.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
I'm telling you. It's incredible. The one person who I know, you know, one of my family who decided to go over, you know, to explore some of the things, I said, you know, did you read Luke? Because I was going back on, you said you heard God's voice. Did you read Luke, the book of Luke? Well, you know, I'm over here now. No, I'm asking you, did you read the book of Luke?
Because,
see, the book of Luke will answer all your questions about who Jesus is. Come on.
That's right.
The book of Luke will let you know who he is, what was prophesied before he came, and how the priest and prophetess Anna and the shepherds, come on now, and the magi all confirmed who he was. Come on. If you heard the voice of the Lord and you feel it was the voice of the Lord, because sure ain't the devil sending you to Luke, but you heard the Lord tell you to read that book and you have not yet even done the first thing the Spirit of the Lord told you to do. Don't be over here complaining about what God ain't doing for you. Did you read Luke?
That's right.
Because that's the first thing he told you to do the minute you began to hear his voice. And I don't know who that was around. Is that Bobby on the line, Junior? And he was saying that I hadn't talked to him so long. But I'm saying that just like you were saying, you before you even gave it a chance, you didn't give God a chance
to
move on your behalf. and give you understanding that you be so, been so eagerly praying about. Immediately you were influenced by others, and you left to go over here to find another way. Mm-hmm. But really, if you be honest with yourself, you in search of deliverance. That's what you really in search of. Huh?
That's right. That's right.
Jesus, that's right. You really in search of deliverance. And I said, you know, the power of God. They said, I don't even know about the power of God. You don't know nothing about the power of God.
No.
I mean, the power of God is what has kept you all this time. All the time I went up in your house and was praying them demons out of the house. Come on now and clean that atmosphere so you can go back in there again. That was the power of God.
That's right.
Wow.
But how quick we forget, you know what I'm saying? The fact that you're still breathing, living, breathing, walking in this earth, that people have died right next to you, and you still survive. Do you not know that you're living off the prayers of the righteous that came before even our generation? Come on, that's the power of God.
Amen.
You know, shoot, what could they do but back up and say this conversation over? Okay, because my God tell me when they don't receive, shake the dust and keep it moving. Come on,
that's what he said.
Come on. Come on, somebody is going to receive the truth and somebody is not. And we're going to have to definitely get over that one, okay? We're going to have to get over that. Because this day, Evangelist, you and Bishop and Bobby and whoever else is on this line as a believer, y'all are my family. Come on. Come on. Y'all are my family. More so than my blood, because it says when you've been born again, you born into a new family.
A new family.
That's right.
That's right.
You born into
that's
a new family.
That's
you're
right.
Born into a new. People don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear
people
that. They
want
to talk about, you know, well, you know, they my family. I do everything for them. No, no, I'm not getting ready to do the will of man over what God told me to do. Yeah, you my sister. Yeah, you my brother by blood. But it's a line that's going to be drawn right here. Come on now.
Amen.
Yes, that's right.
I stand for righteousness' sake. Come on.
That's right.
So the Lord Jesus said, I come to bring a sword.
That's right. That's right.
Come on. And it's going to cause some problems. It's going to cause some problems. So everybody get to a place where they receive me, because some of your blood is going to reject me. Come on.
Yeah.
They're going to
reject
my ways. They're going to reject my teachings. They're going to reject me, period.
Amen.
But you still come unto the faith, come unto the family. That's why it is imperative for us to be connected. It is imperative for us to pray and cover one another. It's imperative. We don't give up on our loved ones, but I'm not about to come into agreement with the devil's plan.
No.
It ain't going to happen. I'd have been kicked out. Let me tell you, y'all know I'm traveling. I'd have been kicked out of house.
Yeah.
Look, folks have put me out. I done slept in cars. You know what I told them? I ain't been shipwrecked yet. I ain't been shipwrecked, come on. But I've been, come on, but I had umpteen cousins in Philly, you know, all these family members. Let me tell you something. God had me with people who know that the Lord is their God, that calls on his name, come on, that covered me, protected me, and made a way for me and was like, come on over here, sister, we got you.
Come on.
My mom is in a rehab, and I can't get the family. That's because we're not in agreement by the Spirit. Come on now. We're not in agreement by the Spirit. You're not perceiving that a woman of God is amongst you, that I can come and bring peace unto your household. Come on now. You don't perceive that. Oh, my God. Help us up in here.
They don't recognize you. You know, we go through the same thing. But I was reading this out of Matthew, the family of Jesus, and they say, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren still without desiring to speak with him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brother stand without desiring to speak with thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother? And who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren, for whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.
Amen.
The same is. Amen.
I want to share some too.
But we connected through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen.
And you know, because I was thinking about family, and I also thought about Galatians, too. And, you know, where Paul confronted Peter face to face. And, you know, the body of Christ is afraid to confront the spirit face to face. You know, when I want to read this verse because it say, but when Peter came to Antioch, I, which is Paul, had to oppose him to his face, for what he did was very wrong. When he first arrived, he ate with the Gentile believers who were not circumcised. But afterwards, when some of the friends of James came, Peter wouldn't eat with the Gentiles anymore. He was afraid of what? Criticism from these people who insisted on the necessity of circumcision. As a result, other Jewish believers followed Peter's hypocrisy, and even Barnabas was led astray by them being hypocrites. So what is that saying to me? What I got out of it is when Paul had to get Peter in unity. Because when people look at us as leaders and we're not walking in unity, we're actually being hypocrites.
That's right.
That's what we're being. So he had to check him, and then he had to tell him, don't be afraid of criticism. For standing and walking in unity with your fellow brothers in Christ and preaching the gospel that's supposed to be preached. But it's just so important that we don't realize that people are led astray. And when you look at the body of Christ, there's a lot of people that has been led astray because of the dysfunctional family in the body of Christ.
Well, that's a mouthful right there. That's a mouthful right there.
Another thing that we have to also bring into play here, too, is that when Paul addressed Peter, Peter repented.
He repented.
He accepted that, and he didn't go that way. And when you read through the scripture, you would see that Paul and Peter are interchanged. What I mean, they spoke highly of each other after that. After Paul came to him and said, hey, Peter, you off base on this. You know, they had a little talk about it. And Peter said, you're right. I'm changing my ways. And he did. And then through scripture, you'll find out that they encouraged each other. They spoke well of each other. They would say something about something. Peter would say something good about Paul. Paul would say something good about Peter.
You're in the body of Christ, but we pastors, teachers, elders. You know, a lot of times people don't want rebuke. They don't want that part. You just give them the good part, but when you come to the rebuking part, they don't want to receive that. You know, and sometimes you have to.
Well,
to get the church in order, there has to be some type of rebuke. There has to be exhortation. There has to be all of it working together to edify the body of Christ.
Well, that's why the scripture says man should always pray and not faint. Because if you don't ever pray and folks are not praying for you and you're not praying, then the Spirit of God is not going to do very much in your life. So the very first time something negative comes, it's a fight.
Right.
And it shouldn't be like that. That's why National Day of Prayer, 90 minutes of prayer. But, I mean, we should pray all the every day.
Yes, Lord.
Like Jesus said, we can go in our closet and pray, meaning that we don't just have to pray out loud all the time.
Yes.
We can have a prayer down in our heart, down in our mind, and God knows that.
Amen.
Yes, he does. See, the answer's big. The answer's big, and it's so true because that's the peace that we can have in the midst of a time where clearly the storm is blowing and everybody is observing that, but they don't understand the peace that you have. But you have it because you have a prayer life. You have it because you are communicating regularly with the Father in prayer, making your requests known to him. And he's making his request known of you. And that is the peace. Because, you know, these things are not what I'm looking at in the natural. But this peace that surpasses all understanding is something that you can see on me. You can see on believers. You can see on people going through. But that's still, you know, everybody else is panicking. you know, prime example, my mom's at a rehab. They gave her some medicine, and she went back to sleep for 4 days. And everybody called, and they were like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I'm like, no, 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 no. She will wake up. Okay? She will wake up. They said, well, we know you got faith and everything like that, but blah, blah, blah. No, she will wake up. Because I'm in regular communication with God, okay, on this thing, okay?
That's right.
I'm letting you know. I'm foretelling. I'm letting you know. She will wake up. They're like, well, we know you got a lot of faith. And we know. No, she will wake up, okay? And when she wakes up, I'm like, well, you done sleeping. You needed a rest, mama. You need me to get you some rest. Come on. So we got work to do. It ain't over yet. Come on.
That's
you know what I'm saying? I'm speaking destiny over you. You know we still got things to do for the kingdom. I ain't even writing your book yet. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? That's where I'm at. They looking at me like, this girl is crazy. I'm like, no, I am saved. Come on.
That's right.
Jesus. In the name of Jesus, my God is watching. And this is the daughter of Zion over here on this bed right here, okay? So God, I'm asking God to watch over his promises over his daughter, my mother. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So,
amen.
It is well, but she is doing better, and so she will get up from that place in the name of Jesus. Yes, she will.
Yes,
yes, she will. Yes, she will.
You know, he is a healer. You know, we all sit here with some type of healing, and you know, just believe in God on some things.
Yes.
That you say the storms come, and the world is looking at you. How are you gonna react with that situation?
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we be praising him on anyhow.
Amen.
You know, God to give you peace. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for your peace. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Father.
So, you know, we just thankful that everyone was listening in prayer. And,
amen.
You know, and I just want to thank you for calling in tonight.
Yes.
And we're going to be getting together with you, you know.
Amen.
And we know there's a religious spirit here in Atlanta. We know that.
Oh, big time. Big time.
It's big time.
Hallelujah. Well, you know, Evangelist, I went through the church Sunday in Philly, actually in the church, Transformation Center, whatever, oh my God, Transformation Center. And we went in, we praised God, and, you know, he came out and, you know, prophesied over all of us and blessed us, you know. But more importantly, he grabbed my hand and said, God going to give you that building.
Following all my instructions, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. I will oppose those who oppose you, for my angel will go before you and bring you into the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Havites, Jebusites, though you may live there, and I will destroy them completely. You must not worship the gods of these nations or serve them in any way or imitate their evil practices. Instead, you must utterly destroy them and smash their sacred pillars.
My God, come on.
You must serve only the Lord your God. If you do, I will bless you with food and water, so that's provision. I will protect you from illness, that's healing. Mm-hmm. There will be no miscarriage or infertility in your land, and I will give you long life full of dreams. No miscarriage. What? That means the devil won't be able to steal the seed that God planted in you. He won't be able to steal the dream and the vision that God has put in your life.
That's right.
My God.
Yes, Jesus.
He said, I will send terror ahead of you and create panic among all the people whose lands you invade. I will make all your enemies turn and run, and I will send terror ahead of you to drive out all these demons.
That's right.
What is God doing? He's telling us right here.
Yeah.
Oh,
glory.
Oh,
glory.
God.
No miscarriage.
We are already free.
Yeah.
Glory, glory, glory.
No infertility.
Yeah.
What, that was when, you know, the people couldn't have kids in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't produce. They couldn't multiply. But God said, not only is he giving you a dream, but your dream is going to multiply. It's going to increase more and more beyond our own expectations, beyond anything that we can even dream, think, or imagine.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
you,
Father.
For that word.
Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of that word. Thank you, God.
Bobby was saying, and I went to Ephesians 3:14-21. This is New Testament. That was Old Testament. But listen to this. Paul was saying, for this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
We can't lose. As long as we're holding on to God, believing in God, praying,
everything
and
everything we ask for. Yeah.
It's that we can't even imagine. Passes our knowledge. It's exceedingly abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, Christ Jesus.
My God.
Amen.
Amen. He knows what we need. But man, I would like to say this. A lot of times we ask for things and we really don't know what we're asking for. But the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Spirit does, and he makes intercession for us because God does things that surpasses our thought path.
Yes.
Amen. That's amazing. Wow. The only thing you got to do is stay in Christ Jesus.
That's it.
Be faithful. Be praying, surrender ourselves to God, and he'll do it.
Yeah, everything.
Thank you, Father.
Tonight, he has honored this tonight.
Amen.
Everything we, even in our heart's desires, he sees all that.
Amen.
And he is honoring that tonight. Just being obedient.
Yes.
And thank you, Father.
Amen.
Thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
We love you, and like I said, we're going to be coming to visit you. And, you know,
amen.
And we just love you.
Amen.
When we met you, we connected. There was that connection that drew us to you, you know?
Praise God. Amen.
In Christ, and we love you.
Amen. Yes, yes. Love you guys, too. I miss y'all.
Yeah. We get together. Like I said, when you let us know when you having services, we'll come out part of it. You know, we'll visit.
Amen.
Amen. So you be blessed. Amen. Love
Amen.
You. Did you have any closing remarks? Before we get off,
I just thank God. I just wanted to say, I know we prayed and everything, but, you know, for the Lord to just, you know, continue to watch over Bobby and cover him as he moves forward in purpose and destiny and, you know, continue to order his steps and grant him wisdom. And, and Lord, we just thank you right now for the manifestation of your promises concerning him. Lord God, we thank you for peace upon his son. We praise you right now, Father God, for, Lord God, the rain of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that is being poured out as we go forth and minister, Lord God.
Yeah.
And, Lord, we just bless you that your glory is in him, God, and that he's carrying your glory, Lord God. I just sense very strongly that, you know, God, you're carrying God's glory. You're carrying God's glory. And so, God, we just thank you for deliverance that's coming forth in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just bless you, Lord God, for the lives that will be changed, Lord God, really, truly changed, Father. And, Lord, for even the testimonies that go forth, God, I thank you for your hedge of protection over his life, Father God. And
that
which you place in him that is unique, Lord God. Cover it, protect it, Lord God. Seal it, Lord God. And, Father, we just thank you, Lord, that he's a light about everybody that's around him, oh, Lord God, that he is that shining light, Lord God, that he is allowing the Holy Spirit to direct and order his steps and all of his decisions. Lord God, we just thank you right now, Father God, for we know even those things that have occurred before now have not been in vain, Lord. And so I just wanted to loose that prayer tonight to make sure that we, you know, covering the man of God. And I know y'all are, but I just wanted to also.
And he's had a little attack this week, but like that prayer you just prayed over him, that hedge of protection, God got him.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I just share it with you. I mean, you know, my son's mom doing everything in her power to take me to court to get full custody over my son because she wants more money and more child support. So she's lying to the lawyer about a lot of stuff. So, you know, I know this stuff's going to backfire and she's going to shoot herself in the foot. But, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, we thank you for your intervention, Lord. We thank you for your intervention, and you know the desires of his heart, Lord God. He has made him pain a long time ago, and we remember your promises, oh God, that were spoken over him, Father. So we bring you to remembrance of your promises, Lord God, that were spoken over his life concerning his son, Father. And, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that you're preserving that relationship and you're preserving that word and you're watching over that word to perform it, Lord God. And, Lord, I just thank you right now, Father God, because, you know, you, Lord God, look at the heart and the intentions of man, the motive of the heart, Lord God. So, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to look upon the heart and the purity of the heart that's in the man of God, Lord God. And, Lord, cover that and protect that, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. He just read the scripture, even in Genesis, Lord God, about what is going to take place. So, Lord, I thank you. Father, I know there's not a desire to wish any bad upon her, Lord God, but I pray, Lord, that you will turn her heart, Father, that she will be, that she will. Well, the wrath will stop, Father God, that peace will come unto her, God, that this, that Lord God, she will examine herself, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that, Father God, that she will examine her ways, Lord, and her thoughts and her motivations, Father. And, Lord, we just ask you to visit her, Lord God, because you can do it, God. You can do it, Lord God. You can change the heart of a king. You can lose a supernatural encounter. You can lose an experience. You can come in a dream. You can change a man's and a woman's heart, Father God. So, Lord, we just ask you to intervene, Lord. Intervene in the situation, and we just thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got about 5 minutes left, so I'm going to just close out. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Master, Father, we thank you for meeting us here. We thank you for the anointing that you placed through this broadcast. And Father God, we thank you for everything that you've done. We thank you for the deliverance. We thank you for the healing. And we bless your holy name. And Father God, we ask that you bless everyone that listened to the program tonight, everyone that participated. Let your anointing flow on them. Flow through them in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen. We love you guys.
Amen. Amen.
We'll be in touch. All right.
Okay.
All right. Be blessed.
Okay. All right. Let's go. All right. Bye-bye.